Foxconn Technology Group continues to build an industrial facility in Racine County, a project that includes around $4 billion in potential tax incentives and a promise of 13,000 jobs. But plans for the products coming out of that plant and the type of jobs it would provide are changing. In a recent interview with Reuters, Foxconn executive Louis Wu said the company no longer plans to build cutting-edge LCD television screens at the plant. This comes after an announcement last year that the project wouldn't include the high-tech Generation 10.5 factory that was agreed upon in a contract with the state. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. He's been covering the Foxconn deal and the politics surrounding it. Sean, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you're staying warm.
Trying. Hey, Drill.
Hey. Louis Wu of Foxconn said during this interview that, quote, in terms of TV, we have no place in the U.S. Is Foxconn giving any reason for its change of plans?
So everything that we saw was, I guess, the developments today came in that Reuters article, and the quotes from Mr. Wu, where he talked about in that article that it's cheaper for the company to build these panels in places like China and Japan and then have them assembled in Mexico. And you read the quote there. He said, quote, in terms of TV, we have no place in the U.S. We can't compete. So laying out in this interview with Reuters the reasons why a Wisconsin TV manufacturing plant does not make sense. We did learn last year that the company was hoping that a glass supplier would locate near the planned Foxconn site. So Foxconn doesn't manufacture its own glass for these giant screen TVs that it builds. It relies on companies like Owens Corning to build that glass. And it can't travel too far, so it needs to be nearby, an LCD manufacturing plant. Owens Corning wanted similar state incentives to what Foxconn got if it was going to build in Wisconsin. It didn't get those. It didn't locate in Wisconsin. And, you know, Foxconn was saying already last year that it wasn't going to build these giant TVs. Now it sounds like it may not build TVs at all in the United States.
So if it's not the TV screens that the company originally promised to produce, do we know what Foxconn will be manufacturing at the Mount Pleasant plant?
So what Mr. Wu talked about in that Reuters article, again, this is a quote from the article. He says, in Wisconsin, we're not building a factory. You can't use a factory to view our Wisconsin investment. And so what the company's talking about in this article that Reuters published is some type of research and development jobs, some type of design jobs in Wisconsin. There is a facility in southeast Wisconsin. Foxconn has opened up offices elsewhere in Wisconsin. And so I'm not sure what it would be. It's not what they talked about when they pitched the plan back in summer of 2017. And so exactly what it will be, you have to speculate some to get there because it's different than what was described.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. We are talking about the announcement from Foxconn saying that they're no longer going to be building LCD television screens at the plant in Mount Pleasant and what that means for the state of Wisconsin. Now, this was originally pitched as a way to revive manufacturing jobs in southeastern Wisconsin, but that's been sort of a moving target. Can you go back and just remind us of where we've been and where we've come to in terms of the types of jobs that Foxconn is promising?
So when this project was initially unveiled in the summer of 2017, at the time it felt like it was coming out of nowhere, and it was a huge announcement. This is something that was first announced at the White House with President Trump, Governor Scott Walker, U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan. Everybody gathered at this big White House ceremony to announce these plans. It was going to be, you name the superlative, it was thrown in there talking about how Wisconsin was going to revitalize manufacturing in the United States, bring TV manufacturing back to North America. After that, the state of Wisconsin, through Governor Scott Walker, reached a deal with Foxconn in terms of what the state of Wisconsin would pay Foxconn if it invested here. And so if Wisconsin built this massive facility that then Governor Walker described as being as large as 11 Lambeau Fields, and if it hired 13,000 workers, it could qualify for up to $3 billion in state tax credits. So that'd be $3 billion in payments from the state of Wisconsin. That, in addition to that, we're talking about $4.5 billion in between state and local tax incentives for Foxconn if it built there and if it hired there. So that's something that, you know, Governor Walker agreed to the terms. The Republican-controlled Assembly and Senate passed the deal with a couple Democratic votes in each chamber, and it's been something that has been evolving since.
You spoke about the 13,000 jobs, and that was the magic number when it came to Foxconn. Where does that goal stand after these changes?
So the company today, Foxconn Technology Group, issued a statement early this morning. Is after the Reuters report came out and said, we remain committed to the Wisconn Valley Science and Technology Park project. That's what they referred to, the area in southeast Wisconsin. The company says, we remain committed to the creation of 13,000 jobs and to our long-term investment in Wisconsin. As we have previously noted, the global market environment that existed when the project was first announced has changed. Our plans are driven by those of our customers. This has necessitated the adjustment of all plans for all projects, including Wisconsin. So, I mean, they are acknowledging a change in their plans, a change in their strategy. They're sticking by that 13,000 job number, but you know, they're not getting close to that number by any means. I mean, in the first year that they're operating in Wisconsin, they failed to hit their job benchmark. And so this is a number that they've been consistent about in their public statements. We just aren't sure how they're going to get there.
Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald, the Republican leaders of the state legislature, put out a joint statement today in response to the news. What are they saying?
They were critical of Governor Evers' administration in their statement. I mean, this is something where Evers has actually, in his public comments, has said that he wants to work for Foxconn since he's been elected. He said he wants to just be kept up to date on all their plans. Voss and Fitzgerald put out a statement saying that we don't blame Foxconn for altering plans in an ever-changing technology business, but they said, quote, it's also not surprising Foxconn would rethink building a manufacturing plant in Wisconsin under the Evers administration. So the Evers administration didn't put out a statement responding to that, but they did say that they've been in regular weekly communication with senior leadership at Foxconn, and they were surprised to learn about this development that was reported today. So, while some of the information that was reported today has been previously reported, the Evers administration said other details will require further review and evaluation by the Evers administration. So it sounded like they were as surprised as everybody else to hear about this today.
Sean, we've got about 30 seconds or so. So what are you watching for next as the politics start to take shape around this latest news?
Well, Foxconn has actually come out since this came out and said, you know, the Reuters report was wrong. I mean, Louis Wu was quoted in the Milwaukee Journal, the Business Journal, excuse me, is saying, you know, we're still committed to Wisconsin. So as we talk now, there's some haziness about what's actually going to happen. I think I'll be watching for what they tell the Evers administration, whether the Evers administration feels like it's been assured of anything, and whether, you know, Wisconsin's deal with Foxconn gets adjusted at all.
Sean, thank you so much for getting us up to speed. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. He joined us to talk about the Foxconn facility in Racine County, which the company is saying won't manufacture the LCD television screens that were part of its contract with the state.